working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Steal a little bit of air shot there today. Currently at Slap Out, it's 20. Beaver, you're 20. Clear over there at Cherokee, you're 20. Down around Watonga, 19. Eric, you're 22. Altus, you're 24. Let's head on over to the West Texas Maisonette, see how everybody's doing over there. Lipson, you're 20. Miami, you're 19. Dozier, you're 22. Wellington's 23. And down there at Goodlett and Childress, you're at 24. And one more, we'll pick Odell, straight south of Altus there, along the Red River. You are 23 degrees. I don't know, this forecast is changing all the time, so now this storm's going to hang out till Thursday, and hopefully the ice stays away, but we get some snow and some much-needed moisture. Let's go back to the Maisonette and see what the wind chills are currently today. Wind chill, there we go. I found it today. Yesterday I was having issues. Looks like everybody from Elk City North, you're 10, 11 degrees on wind chill. Further south, down around Hollis and Altus, your wind chill's only around 15, 13. Everything above zero. Looks like there's some pretty cool spots. Over in eastern Oklahoma, it's 7 degrees above zero is the wind chill in Holtonville. So anyway, we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated on anything we need to know about. I don't think, is there an advisory? Yes, there's an advisory out right now. Most everything is south of Ellis County, Woodward, Major. Everything south of there is in the winter weather advisory. And I'll keep you guys up to date and listen to KECO all the time for any advisories. Everybody's really good about putting out advisories around here. All right, anything there's a gentleman that texted in a picture yesterday of his truck. A feed truck, and he had a tarp angled down like a tent on the back of his bed there in front of his cake box. Would you text that back in, please, with your name? I want to post that on our Facebook page, if you don't mind, tomorrow. This week, once a day, I'm going to put out methods of storing your hay wrap on your truck. And I got one on there right now. If you guys want to check it out, I even shared it on my Facebook page, Kyle Camphouse. Down there at Granite, he's got a piece of 8-inch PVC underneath his feed box there that he stuffs wrap in. And then when he gets back to where he's going, he just takes a rod and pokes it out onto the ground and throws it in the dumpster or whatever he does with it. It's a pretty cool deal. I just want to do that once a day this week, just to make sure everybody's aware we need to do a little better job with our hay wrap out there, because we are really good stewards of the land, and we need to prove it to everybody. So how about that? Also, my understanding is that Kyle's looking for a sugar mama out there, if there's anybody out there looking for a boyfriend. I'm just kidding. Anyway, he probably didn't think I was going to say that on the radio. But anyway, he's a good guy. His dad and I are really good friends, Bobby, down there at Granite. So anyway, check that deal out on Facebook on how he does his hay wrap. He did a TikTok on it, so it's pretty cool. All right, what else is going on? Oh, lots of ice breaking going on this morning. I think I got all mine done but one. And also, the text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. I have one of those black water self-waters with the blue balls in it. And actually, I got 6 or 7 of them around in spots. But I have this one that keeps freezing up. And I can't figure out why. So if there's somebody out there that had one of these and they figured out why it kept freezing, let me know. I know if you don't use them, they'll freeze up. But I got bulls in that pen right there, and they've been using it, but it's froze up this morning, and I don't get it. I don't have any leaks coming out of it. There's no water seeping out, and there's just got to be something I'm missing there, or I don't know. You know, I realize it's not the wind chill, because the wind chill just cools the water down faster, but the water temperature will be whatever the air temperature is. But anyway, there's got to be something that I need to look for, and I can't figure it out. And I'm don't need to be hauling water to these bulls. And anyway, if you got something going like that, let me know. And if it works, I'll share it with everybody. Okay, today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic here in Elk City's Happy Cap Hour. More on them later. Let's see what the market did overnight and see what's causing all the ruckus in the ag world before we get to today's prices. Soybeans and grains were lower in overnight trading in favorable crop weather in several growing countries. Rain fell over the weekend in much of central and northwestern Argentina. Precipitation is expected in the southern areas today and tomorrow. Precipitation is also expected in parts of southern Brazil that will limit stress to less than 20% of the soy growing area in that region. Back in the United States, meanwhile, 2 to 8 inches of snow fell in the northern quarter of the soft red winter wheat area over the weekend, offering a protective layer of snow for the crops. Some light showers are forecast for the southern plains in the next 10 days, and while the moisture is needed, it's likely will be too light to ease drought in southwestern third of the region. Moisture has been abundant in parts of the southern plains, including the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle in the past 7 days, but western Kansas and eastern Colorado have been extremely dry, according to the National Weather Service. Still, strong demand for U.S. supplies is keeping prices from falling too far overnight. The USDA reported another large sale of agriculture products, this time to Japan. They purchased 112,000 metric tons of corn for delivery in the 22-23 marketing year that ends on August 31st. Export sales announcements were made each day last week, indicating strong demand for U.S. goods. Soybean futures fell 7.5 cents to 15.27 and 3/4 bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 370 to 485 a short ton, while soy oil lost 45 cents to $60.87 a pound. Corn futures for March delivery lost 3 pennies to 680 and 3/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery in Chicago was down 8.75 cents to 743 and 3/4 cents a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost 8.75 cents to 865 a bushel. Export inspections of corn for overseas delivery dropped in 7 days and ended on January 26, while soybean and wheat assessments improved. Corn inspections were reported at 527,000 metric tons. That's down from 728,000 tons the previous week. Soybean assessments rose to 1.86 million metric tons, and that's up from 1.84 million metric tons the week before. Wheat inspections last week came in at 445,000 tons, up from 349,000 tons a week earlier. Since the start of the marketing year, the USDA has assessed 12 million metric tons of corn for overseas delivery. That's down from 17.6 million same time frame last year. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 36 million metric tons, and that's only down about 500,000 tons from last year. Over here on the wheat side, though, we got since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st, it's at 13.2 million metric tons, and that's down about 500,000 tons from the same point last year. Well, weather in our ag country, it's just not good. Frigid weather has enveloped parts of the central U.S. from eastern Colorado to North Dakota and east of the Great Lakes, according to the maps from the National Weather Service. In central Nebraska, wind chills this morning fell as low as minus 20. The northern half of Iowa is also seeing extremely cold weather this morning, with wind chills hitting minus 30. The cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in less than 30 minutes. The entire state of Wisconsin is facing wind chill advisories that will remain in effect until 10 a.m. Values will drop 20 to 30 below. And I seen that deal from my buddy again last night on a different deal. In the month of January alone, right there where he lives in Utah, 10 and a half feet of snow just this month alone, not including what it's on top of what he had last month. So anyway, that's a lot of snow. Anyway, all right, one more thing. I've been meaning to give you guys a tip for about a week, and I get busy, sidetracked, and forget things. So now remembered. How's that? So if you do a lot of no-tilling and you got your markers on your planters for marking, I know not a lot of you guys left out there because you got your precision GPS in your tractor. But this is a pretty cool deal I seen in Successful Farming there about 10 days ago. So on your markers, if you'll take them off, your disc off, and drill some holes on them and put about sickle sections on there, drill holes on them, and put six of those sections around that thing. It says it really shows up in your no-till when you're using that for marking on your planter. So anyway, that's just a FYI for you on both sides of your planter or whatever. Just take your disc off, drill some holes in it, and add some sections from an old swather you got or whatever, sickle bar, and put them on there and use them that way. And it really does a good job. You got to put both bolts in there. Don't just put one bolt in there. But anyway, works out pretty good. I've been meaning to tell you guys that for a while now. So anyway, all right, when we come back, more about Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. It's our happy cap hour today. Also coming up in our third segment, Linda Lucas with the Roger Mills Cattlemen's Association is going to be in here to talk about what's going on in Roger Mills and talk about their bull sale. So, anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill Duresha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma, and the Texas Panhandle is looking forward to continuing that in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventive herd, health consultations, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building with new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or after hours emergency service. There you go. 225-0200. And thank you for sponsoring the Cap Hour on Tuesdays for a long time since we started, since you guys opened. Thank you very much. Also, another reminder, I'm going to remind this every day this week. The 4-county alfalfa meeting will be next Tuesday, February 7th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right here in Elk City at the Western Technology Center. Meal provided by Farm Credit of Elk City. Please RSVP a spot by calling Beckham County OSU Extension Office at 925-808-2139. Greg Hartman, Larry Bryan, Dan Cook, Christy Spaulding, Washita County, Roger Mills, Custer, Beckham. They got a lot of great speakers coming up, like fertilization, insect, disease, weeds, livestock, economics, marketing, grower, whole nine yards. And you don't have to be from one of these counties. You're more than welcome to come from anywhere in Oklahoma or even Texas to come to this, but you just need to RSVP. These four counties are the ones putting on this program, and alfalfa is a very important product in our part of the state. So anyway, all right, let's see some updates on the grain market right now and livestock. And I got the results from Brandon from Elk City and Western Oklahoma last night about 11 o'clock. So we'll go over them real quick. So currently right now, corn is in the red about down about 3. March is 680, 678 for May, 666 for July. Soybeans for March, 1538. May is 1530. Soybean meal for March, 483.60 a short ton. May is 468. Man, that thing just flashed at me, updated, and now I lost my spot. Soybean oil, March 62.25, May is 62.43, and July 62.26. Hard red winter wheat, March is 880. It's up about 6, a little over 6 today. May is 873. Oats for March, 396. It's hugging that $4 mark. May, 389. It's up 2. Cotton is in the red today. Both March and May is in the 85 cents a pound range. All right, let's get to cattle. Live cattle, February, 158.85. April's 163 even. June is 159.07. August is 158.77. feeder cattle for March, 185.90. It's up nicely today, and so is April, 189.90 there. For April, lean hogs, 74.92 for February, 86.50 for April, and 95.15 for May. Okay, let's check out what's happening at Elk City last Friday real quick. I had it up, and there we go. They had all the sale barn is down. I don't know if it's weather-related or everybody's got everything they're going to sell so far. Elk City had 724 head there last Friday. Looks like the 400-pound range was bringing anywhere from 208 to 235 on the steers. And the 500-pound range was around 208 to 210. And then they had some 600-pounders from Clinton that brought 191. On the heifer side, 3 to 4s was 207. 4 to 5s was anywhere from 186 to 203. 5 weights were anywhere from 171 to 185. And then they had some 6 weights that brought 161. Down here, butcher cows were bringing up to 97.50. Butcher bulls up to $1.14. Bred cows up to $16.35. And pairs were bringing up to $14.25. See what happened yesterday at Clinton. Slow day. I'm sure this had a lot to do with the weather. They only had 246 head yesterday over there at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And they had some steers, some big bunches from Strong City, 45 head. Weighed 603, brought $2, and another big bunch from Strong City, 45 head, weighed 699, brought $1.85. And the heifers wasn't much of a deal there. They were all in the 5 weights, and they brought anywhere from $1.58 to $1.77. Butcher cows were bringing up to $1 yesterday, and butcher bulls were bringing up to $1.06. Okay, let's see what happened last week in our Texas and Oklahoma weekly livestock auction summaries. Let's start with Oklahoma this week. Compared to last week, receipts were sharply lower at most auctions as a winter storm moved through the state early in the week. Feeder steers sold steady to $2 lower. Feeder heifers were $1 to $3 lower. Demand was moderate. Cattle futures traded in the red much of the week as grain futures made big gains. Slaughter cattle trade is yet to develop in the South at the time of this report, and packers trying to push lower as feed yards are looking for more money. Steer calves sold $1 to $3 lower. Heifer calves were $3 to $5 lower. Instance, some of them was $20 lower on 300 to 400-pound steer and heifer calves. Demand was moderate. Slaughter cows sold $5 to $7 higher. Slaughter bulls were $3 higher. And last week in Oklahoma, there was 19,175 head sold at sale barns compared to over 43,000 the week before and 36,000 a year ago last week. Let's see, just name a couple off here. In the 3 to 4 range, they were bringing up to 255. Overall in Oklahoma, and some of these were unwinged and wasn't a lot of value difference in those right there on the 3 to 4s. In the 5 range, it was 417 heads sold that averaged 523, and they went from anywhere from $1.89 to $2.29. And down here in the 6 range, they had 681 head that averaged 625 pounds, anywhere from 170 to 197 per hundred weight. Texas, let's check you out, all right. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady on limited comparable sales. Receipts were curbed due to snowfall, making cattle movement difficult. The moisture was a welcome sight to the drought-stricken panhandle. Slaughter cows and bulls were 2 to 6 higher in Texas. Supply included 75% feeder cattle, 21% slaughter cattle, and 4% replacement cattle. They had 3,271 head went through the sale barns in Texas last week compared to 6,800 the week before and over 5,000 a year ago. And they're in about the same price range we are here. Here's some 3 to 4 weights. We're bringing anywhere from 228 to 244 on the 4 weights, anywhere from 207 to 258 on the 5 weights. Let's see, anywhere from a $1.98 to $2.21. In the 6 weights, they were going from 175 to 188. And in the 7 weights, looks like about 175 to 179. 8 weights, $1.69 to $1.73 across the board. So there you have it. All right, when I get back, we're going to talk to our guests coming in from Roger Mills County. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35 micron filter. We run 10 micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10 micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I'm really proud to get to know the history of these people, like the memorial that we did not too long ago for the gentleman that he was with the Doolittle Raiders, and he was over in the Hobart Cemetery, and all he had was a little veterans marker, and a group came over, and they wanted to put something up for him saying that he was a Doolittle Raider. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. And then we did a World War I 100th anniversary commemorative monument downtown, and we found out we had some Congressional Medal of Honor winners in the Greer County area, and that was really interesting to find out about. It gives you a place to go and remember someone and to know that we live. My dad once said, there's never been a monument put up to someone who hasn't lived. That's the purpose of monuments, is to say that this person lived, and hopefully leave a little bit of their history there too. Willis Granite Products, willisgranite.com.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is happening February 22nd at 1230 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 152-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota 2528, and Baldridge Alternatives E125. Several other sires represented. Also selling commercial females carrying GC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale happening Wednesday, February 22nd at 1230 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the show. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast, and I picked Alva today. 20 degrees currently right now with a wind chill 14 above. Today, 28 will be your high. You're going to have to hurry. Tonight, 16, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, 35, mostly cloudy. Thursday, warms not very nicely to 53. Friday, mostly sunny and 52. And Saturday, partly sunny and 60 degrees. So we get through these next 2 days, we'll be good. Well, currently in the studio with me right now is Miss Linda Lucas. She is, you're still the president, aren't you?
I'm still the president. Haven't found anyone to replace me yet.
And anyway, Denny Jenkins, he's one of the co-signers here at the Roger Mills County Bull Sale that's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday.
You guys get all the pins set up?
Yes.
Saturday?
Yes.
One of your helpers, the famous secret weapon, Mark Boswell, he missed his golf tournament. So
okay.
Anyway, I knew that's why you guys were setting the pins up. So anyway, welcome to the show. And this has been going on. Which number is this?
45.
Yeah, it's been going on.
It's been going on a long time.
What started this thing? Do you know?
Well, I don't think I was in the area at the time, but the gentleman and woman who started it were looking for a place for the local producers to have a place to market their bulls. And they came together, formed the association. They actually put in, I think each of them put in at least $1,000 to start, so that you could buy the panels to do the sale. Yeah. So that you could, we're one of the few sales in the area that will pay our consigners the same day.
Oh, cool.
And they put that money aside so that
it's covered.
It's covered.
Yeah.
In case someone accidentally send us a bad check.
Oh, no.
And that has never happened to my knowledge.
That's good.
And they had worked it out with the local security state bank to cover any checks that maybe wouldn't be covered, and they had put that money in an account for us to work with.
That's good. And then I've been up to the sale two or three times, and it's a good sale, and a lot of people you know are there. And I didn't get to meet I think it's been 2 years, year before last that I went, I didn't get to meet all the producers because I wanted to. It had nothing to do with the show. I wasn't even doing the show then. But anyway, you guys do a good job with your pins and stuff, because you guys got to set that up like you did last Saturday. And all those panels you got, it's not a hot wire going around there to keep bulls in there, because you know all those guys don't like each other.
Yeah, we have a crew. We take shifts and babysit the bulls all night. And there have been times that people come in and their bulls are in those heavy steel alleyways.
Right.
Because they weren't happy all night long. So.
No.
And as they tear up pens, we have spaces to move them to.
Right, yeah. Yep. It's just typical bull deal.
Oh, yeah. It's a typical bull thing.
So you guys have, all your bull sales, to my knowledge, have been very successful.
Yes.
And, you know, economics dictates a lot what's going on year to year on bulls. And this year, I think, is a good year for bulls.
I hope so.
Yeah, I really, I bet. But on the flip side of that, you know, there's been a lot of culling cows going on. But I think people are positive right now. That snow changed everybody's attitude.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
That probably did as much for this sale as any of the advertising we've done.
Right.
It was the 6 inches of snow and 7,500ths of melt.
Right, yeah. Well, and the reason why I say that is you got you know, I know a lot of people have culled cows.
Yes.
But I think the positive attitude is people are going to start replacing them. Well, you're not going to get anywhere without a bull, so you might as well get it now.
Yes. And I've been watching sales. I watched a shorthorn bull sale Saturday, or tried to, and when my favorite of the bunch sold for $18,000, I went, okay, this is too rich for my blood. So, but their average was over $7,000.
Right.
So,
and I had a guy on here a couple weeks ago, Bert Hudson was on here a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, and you know, he made a really good point. He said, you can spend $1,000 on a bull, or you can buy you a nice bull for $5,000, and it'll pay for itself pretty quick, like.
Yes.
And it's very good. Well, on over to our other visitor, You've been bringing bulls to Cheyenne for how long, to the bull sale? Do you remember?
Yes, Denny Jenkins from north of Shattuck, Oklahoma. And I've been bringing bulls since 2005, so this will make my 18th year. And out of the 16 consigners in the catalog this year, I think Chris Black has the record. And I think he's been bringing bulls this sale for, what, Linda, 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time tradition in Roger Mills County for the Cheyenne people to hold this sale, and we sure appreciate everything they do for us as consigners.
What? How many bulls you got in the sale this year?
This year I'll have five registered Angus bulls, and in the catalog there are lots 8 through 12. And they'll be big 2-year-old bulls.
Okay, and you got a favorite one in the catalog? Maybe we can get
it
up there to that.
Oh, they're all favorites.
have you got one of those $18,000 ones?
Well, you never know. But lots 9 and 10 are two of my favorite ones in the that I'm bringing down.
Tell us about 9.
Okay, 9. 8, 9, and 10 are all half-brothers. They're artificial bred calves. They're out of a bull called Hua, Full Disclosure. And that bull has added a lot of length and body to these Angus cattle, and he's done us a lot of good, and we've kept every female that we got out of this Full Disclosure bull. But 9 and 10 are exceptionally long-bodied. I've traveled Kansas and Nebraska here the last 12 months, and it's hard to find Angus bulls with length and body and muscling.
How's the Angus breed changed in the last 20 years? Since you started coming to the sale, how has it changed?
Well, I think, of course, the disposition has changed. We're just getting back to more fundamental, basic cow herd replacement type cattle. Cattle got to have some body to them and ease of condition, and especially during these drought the years that we've been having the last 10 years, and we've got to keep that cow in good body condition to breed back and raise a calf.
Well, and the you know, I've noticed a lot of not just Angus breeders but cattle breeders, because The cattle quality, let me rephrase that, has changed so much in the last 30 years. It's gotten better, and way better. And Angus Association has just done a wonderful job of pushing, let's make sure the consumer is happy with the ribeyes and their marbling and their steaks and their briskets and all that. What's your thoughts on that? I love talking to cattle people about, are you out there just to push a product, or do you want to make sure that consumer's happy at the grocery store?
Well, we need to make sure that consumer's happy and sure enough have a tender, juicy steak, and you got to have marbling in these cattle. And with the DNA and the genomics, those outliers or those bloodlines that don't have that marbling, and they're getting far and few between anymore. So the marbling is definitely stepped up to the plate, and I think the Angus breed as a whole has done a good job in keeping those good aspects in mind.
Yeah, and you know, because when you go into restaurants, no matter where you're on the United States, certified Angus beef in those menus, so they're doing a great job. So what about number 12? I want to ask you about number 12. What do you think about that bull?
Well, lots 11 and 12 are out of they're also artificial bred calves. They're out of a bull called Casey Bennett Absolute, and Absolute was a widely used AI sire in the Angus breed, and good disposition. They're just a little bit smaller framed, and they've got more depth of body than they do length of body, but they're still good cattle.
Okay. So you got a buyer coming to the sale Saturday. what kind of advice you want to give them. I mean, I know you want them to buy your bull. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of new cattle people out here, you know, that are just getting into the cattle business. What do you want to tell them? What should you tell them? What should they be looking for?
Well, we're coming through this drought, and I know a lot of people. I think there's a lot of yearling open heifers out there, and everybody's looking for a calving ease bull. And so that's what a lot of people, that's what my most phone calls have been, is a calving ease bull, low birth weight.
Right.
And so there's going to be a lot of heifers bred this spring in hopes of green grass and some optimism as far as breeding those heifers and selling them as bred heifers a year from now, and also as pairs on down the road. So people are looking for calving ease bulls.
Okay. Well, we need to take a quick break real quick. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mr. Jenkins and Mrs. Lucas, and we'll talk some more about the bull sale coming up, and we'll see how everything's going out on your Ponderosa. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farming is the greatest family business in America. It's teamwork between fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. Generation after generation of families working together to provide our local area with the food we need to live and grow our local economy. We owe a lot to our local farmers and ranchers. We're proud to be your bank. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Good afternoon, great stewards of land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Report for Monday, January 30th. I'm Drew Cobb. 246 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 368 brought 213. 45 at 603 brought 200. 45 at 699 brought 185. 3 head of heifers at 555 brought 158. 7 at 576 brought 172. 7 at 581 brought 177. Butcher cows were 38-100. Butcher bulls brought 89-106. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. That's exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. And since I got a little extra time here, why not a Jimmy Clark joke or three? You know, I hear Jimmy Clark doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. You know, time waits for no man unless that man is Jimmy Clark. You know, if you spell Jimmy Clark in Scrabble, you win forever.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Good afternoon once again, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 27th. 724 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 400 brought 237.50. 12 at 420 brought 235. 6 at 434 brought 230. 4 at 485 brought 208. 26 at 510 brought 210. 22 at 519 brought 198. 5 at 614 brought 191. 7 head of heifers at 346 brought 207. 9 at 419 brought 203. 11 at 493 brought 187. 50. 8 at 533 brought 184. 7 at 545 brought 174. 5 at 585 brought 171. 6 at 680 brought 161. Butcher cows were 52-97.50. Butcher bulls brought 75-114. Bred cows were 735-1635. Pairs brought 1310-1425. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mrs. Lucas, would you do me the honor of picking a town in southwestern Oklahoma for the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast?
Vinson, Oklahoma.
Vinson. Guess the nearest. Would Hollis be closer? No, Hollis would be the closest mezzanine site. All right. But I'm going to say Vinson and stick because I know right where it's at. Vinson, here's your forecast. 25 degrees currently, 15 is a wind chill. Today, 29 for a high. Tomorrow, 40% chance of sleet, 36 for a high. Tomorrow night, 50% chance of wintry mix at 25 for a low. Thursday, slight chance of freezing rain, 51 for a high. Friday, warming up nicely, sunny, and 53. And Saturday looks just gorgeous, 62 degrees. And partly sunny, but you know, if it's going to warm up that much, we're going to have some southwest wind. So be ready, 25, 30 mile an hour gusts. Thank you, Mrs. Lucas, for that. All right, and that's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. I got Mr. Jenkins and Mrs. Lucas on here. She is the president of the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association. They're having their 45th annual bull sale, all breed bull sale, this weekend, February the 4th, 12:15 p.m. at the Ag Pavilion there in Cheyenne, the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. Mrs. Lucas, are they going to be serving any food?
Why, they are. The Cheyenne Raidenall Sports Association is hosting the concession stand. We'll have various student athletes also working.
Cool.
Hamburgers, nachos, Frito chili pies, walking tacos.
It looks like you're going to have a gorgeous day.
Yes.
Home run.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
All the regular concession stand foods, and that money will be used by the association for scholarships, equipment that student athletes may need, meals when they travel.
Is your husband coming home for the sale?
Why, of course he is. He has to work.
Well, you ramrod a pretty good operation, because every time I see him, I see him at Circle M. And so you save all that stuff. So when he gets home, you make him haul him to the vet and get him worked on. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I try. I try not to have any emergencies unless he's home.
Well, you two are, I think this, I've met you at the cell before, but just, you know, but I know Frank pretty good. I see him out there a lot. And anyway, you guys are a wonderful couple to have living in western Oklahoma, especially in Roger Mills County.
Thank you.
And anyway, we appreciate what you both do. You do for the cattlemen, and he does for the voters around here. How about that?
That's great. I'm glad people think that.
Hey, help me out a little bit. What is the deal going on in Cheyenne with the Rook? What are they doing? What's happening there?
They have made that into a community center.
Okay.
They are still doing fundraising to work on the remodeling and that kind of stuff. They are hoping to be able, and for people in the community, to use the building for weddings, special events.
Right. It looks, I'm following it on Facebook, and they got all these auction items coming in.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there going, I still haven't figured out what they're doing. So
that was part of the fundraising.
Okay, cool.
For, I don't know what the next phase of their development is, but they've hosted dances. They, one of our little groups that does a dance class has done their dance recital there. There was a wedding there, a wedding reception.
Oh, cool.
So
it looks nice what they're doing.
It's really pretty.
And I knew it had to do something with agriculture, because most of the prizes or the auction items are all ag-related, you know, Taylor Ranch and a beef and some other stuff, things I can remember off the top of my head.
That may be reflective of the community.
Yes.
And
and it is. Anyway, so, all right, so we'll carry on. Did you find a low birth weight bull over there?
Well, in my consignment and bring it down, the Lot 8 bull is a low birth weight, pretty smooth fronted bull. I mean, you got to look at these bulls and make sure them front ends are nice and neat and laid in there and not real wide based. But number 8, the number 10 is showing he's a low birth weight bull, but I'd use them on some larger frame heifers. 11 and 12 are also more moderate frame bulls. And but you're going to have to just study those bulls, and we try to make sure on these heifer bulls that they are smooth fronted, and but still, as of this Angus genetics has evolved, some of these lower birth weight bulls can sure throw a 65 to 70 pound birth weight calf, and they can really grow if the conditions are right. So okay. Angus genetics has come a long ways.
The reason I asked him, we had somebody text in on the deal asking to see if any of his bulls were low birth weight. So there's your answer. And thank you, Jill DeRosa. You were Johnny on the spot, as you say on that commercial, about sending. She sent in a picture where she's got a tent on the back of her feed truck going down to her feeder, and she puts her net wrap under there so it won't blow off. So anyway, she's cool. She's gonna be famous on Facebook tomorrow. She's going, Johnny on the spot. Anyway, she's my neighbor down at Willow. So anyway, thank you, Mr. Jenkins, for doing that. Well, back to the bull sale. It is coming up this Saturday at 12:15, Saturday, February the 4th, Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion, which is easy to find. Just come to the four-way stop in the middle of Cheyenne, right by the courthouse. Go west. And does he cross the bridge?
No.
No, you don't. It's before the bridge.
It's on the east side of the bridge.
Yeah, it's before the bridge. What is that? Orsaw?
Fairbarn Road.
Fairbarn Road. There we go. Anyway, it's easy to find. It's north end, too. And you guys got how many bulls we got in there?
59 bulls.
Yeah, and then you got 16 breeders. Is that right?
I think so. 16 consigners.
And then, so you got a bull in there?
I have two.
Two. Tell us about them. They're not Red Angus, right?
No, they are not Red Angus. They are shorthorn bulls. One of them is out of a first calf heifer and my heifer bull. So there is a red option in heifer bulls. The other bull is a little bit bigger framed, bigger boned, not quite as smooth made as the other one. And they're both... I don't have crazy things, so they're both pretty easy going cattle. I don't move fast enough anymore for
right
crazy cattle.
Yeah, I know. If I get one, it's gone.
Yeah.
There's no need. My landlord did I help. I did my landlord for my farm ground. I was helping him take care of some of his heifers, and one of them attacked my truck, and she's no longer on that place.
Both of my bulls are pretty solid red.
Right.
One of them has a pretty white underline, but if your herd is mostly black, you will get black calves. I almost guarantee
it. Right.
Yep.
Anyway, so a couple more things to talk about. Is this going to be online? I'm sorry, I didn't even look.
We are not online.
Okay.
We are not that advanced yet.
Right. Well, and it works without being advanced.
We have pictures and videos of several of the bulls and consignments on Facebook, Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Facebook page.
Okay.
You can also request a catalog at our email, rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
I got you. And then what time will the breeders be out there Saturday morning so people come by and want to see the bulls and talk to them?
The bulls should be in place by Friday evening.
Okay.
So as early as you want on Saturday morning. And the concession stand is also doing a light breakfast.
Oh,
so,
there we go.
But the consigners start bringing their bulls in noon Friday.
Are there any visitations on Friday? Can they?
Yes, they can.
All right, cool.
We will draw for sale order Friday evening after all the bulls are in place. And we do a consignment dinner for the consigners.
For the consigners only.
Yep.
Cool. What are you guys having this year for the consigners? Do you know yet?
I do.
Well, come on, let it out.
Brisket.
Oh, man.
Some sort of a potato. I'm not sure, sure what. Green beans. Some sort of dessert.
Yes.
So, and Red Barn Arena and RV Park are our cooks this year. Cool. So,
anyway. Have you ever had a bad dinner out there? You've been coming a long time. Don't be bashful.
They've all been good.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Be careful now, Denny.
No, I was just kidding. No, they're all good dinners. And I appreciate you guys coming in. The music's playing. Time is up. And if anybody needs to get a hold of anybody about the sale, can they contact you?
Yes.
You got
580-497-7366.
Mr. Jenkins, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And good luck Saturday.
You bet.
And I guess I'll see you. I got a funeral to go to, and then I'm coming.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.